You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Okay, drink, man. What the fuck? What we got? We got water.
Two waters.
Okay, we got, what is this, soda pop?
And Celsius.
I saw him walk in with three cups. I was like, oh, okay, all right, it's one of those days.
I always, when I'm at a diner, when I'm at a diner, I always
order the best.
I always order a water, an orange juice, a Diet Coke and a coffee.
Mm. Oh my God.
Well, my stomach is rumbling after what, like, I, especially when I'm like hungover, I need a pop out of all those.
You want
just
variety.
Like a, yeah. And like all, and I just, I don't need the whole thing, just a sip out of each, you know? It's like the quadru, like, mm-hmm. thing that really just.
No, I dig it. Usually at diners, I'll do water and a coffee. There's certain bites of food that you take that require a sip from each.
Exactly.
You know when something hits with washing it, like pancakes with syrup, gotta wash it down with water.
For really? Sure.
I was gonna say milk.
Don't be throwing another into the equation.
You like milk too?
I
love milk too, but you're not ordering a glass of milk.
But I couldn't tell you the last time I drank just milk. Like just regular milk.
I mean, to be fair, I can't remember the last time I did either, but actually, no, chocolate milk, I'll drink that pretty regularly.
Chocolate milk.
I'll order the hot cocoa when I'm at an IHOP.
I always
order the hot cocoa because they always give like that whipped cream, like extra whipped cream, and then they'll bring me a side of whipped
cream.
They always give it.
He orders, can you do extra whipped cream?
Yeah, there's times where, you know, if they're feeling like spunky, they'll just give me the whipped cream can. They'll set it right on the table. I'm like,
really?
Queen.
There was this restaurant in Florida that I used to go to with my parents. And my dad knew the owner of the restaurant, the one I took you and your mom to. It's got like really good Cuban food. And we got fucked up there.
El
Tamarindo.
El Tamarindo. That shit, dude. We had the steak and pasta.
Boy. Banging. But we would go there and... They would, like, if we asked for a drink, like an alcoholic drink, they would just bring the bottle. And it was like,
okay,
help yourself
nepotism.
It was like
a family run restaurant though. It wasn't like a very family run restaurant.
The guy that owned it was like our neighbor. So we had known him and just like always got along.
Oh, okay.
But it was like, it was one of those things where like you would get like, you knew you would get like treated if you went there. So we were like, okay, this is like a special occasion. Yeah.
And you're usually like kind of like the only people at the restaurant too. It was like those type of restaurants where you come in, you're like, there's a chance that you're by yourself or maybe there's another table.
Ooh,
that's
and
it.
They would do these appetizers. It was tostones with lechon asado on top.
Okay.
And they served you like they make a lot of money every day.
Boy, them portions.
The portions were insane. We're just like, how are you guys still running business?
When I just went for Austin's wedding, we went there.
To El Tamarindo? Mm-hmm. It was good.
That's like my one spot I have to hit whenever I go back.
Damn, now I kind of want to go.
Dude.
It's still there?
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, good for them. They must be budgeting
or something. They don't do pizza anymore, though. And they had banging pizza, which you wouldn't think for like a Cuban restaurant.
I didn't even know they had pizza there.
Man, their pizza was good.
So nobody ordered the pizza?
That's probably why they got rid of it.
That's great. Imagine restaurants just like, we got to get rid of the pizza because nobody's ordering it.
Yeah, it was something like you wouldn't typically order like pizza at like a Cuban restaurant. That's because
people in Florida, they only eat like Domino's and shit. They don't eat like a fucking pizza from a restaurant.
They love their chain restaurants.
Unless they're going to like an Anthony's Coal Fire pizza. But other than that, like they're not sitting down and eating pizza. Like they're going to order it from Papa John's and like have it delivered to their house.
I get that.
I will say best chain pizza that I've tried, Marco's.
Really?
I love it.
Marco, wow. It's a chain pizza?
It's what? A smaller chain. But they do a good job. It's like a mix of like Domino's and Pizza Hut.
What do you mean it's a mix of Domino's and Pizza Hut? Like the flavor?
Flavor, because you could do like the crust, like whatever seasoning you want.
Oh, so the detailing was kind of like the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Hungry Howie's?
Hungry Howie's was good if you were wanting to overindulge and just go gross.
If your taste buds were not working that day.
Yeah. It was an all-you-could-eat type joint. It's kind of like a CC's pizza.
What the fuck is this?
That is fucking ridiculous. What the fuck is that?
The dye pizza?
Ew. And you know what else I fucking hate? Why are we dyeing our bagels? Why are we dyeing
tie-dye bagels?
Our fucking bagels?
Does it taste like anything or is it just dye?
I'm sure it doesn't taste like anything. It's just fucking dye. But like there's... When I look at a bagel, I don't go, damn, I wish I was eating a blue bagel right now. It's not something that, like, it's not like ice cream. Like, you know, ice cream kids that like eat the blue ice cream. They're like, ooh, it's blue. It's just dye.
I think SpongeBob just put them on, man, with the pretty patties. Ooh. Having those different colors. Because when I was a kid and I saw that, I was like, yo, I need a green or a blue hamburger.
I wanted a purple patty.
Yo.
Yeah.
A purple patty. Remember when I think it was Burger King, they did the black burger.
Yes.
It was black. The whole thing.
Oh, I do remember that.
It was the bread, the meat, everything was black. I'm like, how did they do that? Was the vegetables black too?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, it can't be good.
Yeah, what? Like, what is that?
The black cheese?
Oh, the cheese is black too. So the meat wasn't black.
The meat wasn't, but it was black.
As if their fast food couldn't get more artificial.
I know. Fuck.
Just look at that thing in real life.
It does look pretty cool though. With the white sesame seeds, they kind of ate.
It looks unsettling.
It's aesthetically pleasing. They should bring that back for this year. Dude, like I want to see, I can see TikTok like and Instagram like real reviews of like the black burger.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back just for that because it's so hot to like.
Why does it kind of sound like a
food review?
Like a scary movie, just like the black burger.
The black burger. Go down. They had a pink burger too.
That's fun.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
That looks good. Pink fish fillet kind of looks like it's hitting.
Oh, I can see you going like, eat my pink fish fillet. You know?
Where is this? Oh, Thailand.
Dude, overseas they do the coolest shit.
Oh, Blackpink. Is this the K-pop band? Was that like a whole collab?
Oh, maybe.
Yep.
That's smart. I fuck with that. See, oh, and then the red one makes sense for like the spicy flavors.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
but you know it's red. It's Red 40 though.
Did we get rid of it here? Why do I feel like I keep seeing Red 40, but it's just like,
dude, that shit's illegal here. No, there's no fucking way. I think too many people would not order it.
It's not banned. It's not
banned. But I keep seeing something. It's like Red 40 something. It's like a...
Oh, it's
Red
the new 40B. One that they're trying to use to
get past it?
To surpass it?
Is it Red 40 that's made with bugs? It's made with like...
Red 40. All the little red bugs?
Red 40 made out of petroleum. I saw one on the counter the other day.
I was like, ooh, there it is. The little bugs that they squish into to make Red 40. Or one of the... It's one of the... The shit that they have in foods.
Red dye, carmine.
Like, carmine. Yep.
Crushing female cochineal insects. Size of peppercorns.
Well, that's sexist. What about the guys? What about the males?
That's crazy.
Males might not be
only
red.
The female ones are red.
Probably. Just like cardinals, except the guys, the male cardinals are red.
It is crazy that cardinals, just red birds.
Yeah. Also, wait, I just learned recently that blue raspberry is made out of like beaver ass.
I saw that too. Where did I fucking see that? Yeah, I saw that TikTok.
I just threw up.
Beaver ass. Not the beef, not the beaver pussy.
The badussy.
The babussy.
That's crazy.
Only our country though. You would never catch this shit in any other fucking country.
Beaver butt flavor.
Beaver butt flavor.
Castoreum.
The beaver ass flavor refers to
a musky sweet secretion.
Ooh.
Used for vanilla and raspberry?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be good because it was used in perfumes and sometimes as a natural flavor for vanilla and raspberry. So it can't be that bad.
Used okay, for so over we should take a beaver.
Let's eat that ass.
Eat that ass.
See and
how see, sweet it is.
Yeah.
Bro, who's lifting up that big ass beaver tail?
Is that like illegal? Like if you got caught doing that, is that illegal?
Sure.
It's like animal.
Oh, it's illegal if we want to get it ourselves, but they could just squeeze it in our food.
Yeah.
Let me get it from the source.
Where is the line? Where is the line for this? Like, how is that?
I can't harvest it myself, but you're going to put it in?
Maybe you just have to be incorporated. So maybe you just Beaver Butts LLC.
But you know, if you flip it, it's not illegal to eat human ass, but it's legal to eat human ass, but it's illegal to chop them up and put in our food.
So where's the line?
Where is the line?
That's why we need Zane's brain.
Let me cook real quick.
Zane asked the hard hitting questions.
I do. We should have a beaver as a guest. It's like, is it true that your ass is used for foods?
Yes.
Is your ass distinctively musky and sweet?
That's crazy, though.
Who was the first person to find that out?
That's what I'm saying. Who? It's wrong.
Who is you?
Oh, my God. We use about 220 pounds of this every year.
And they're not extinct. That means beaver ass, they maybe just squeeze in their ass, but not like actually killing
them.
Hold on.
They're calling it milking beavers. Can we see a video of a beaver being milked?
I think we're going to find that on the black web. There's no way that's a public video that you can find. You know they hold meetings, these beavers, and they're like, they can't do this to our assholes no more.
Keep your tails down. No more.
Tails down.
Yo, beavers are a crazy animal, though, because they just build shit for sport. You know what I mean?
In the water. Try building that shit in Waheath. Try building a house in the water. You can't.
They're incredible.
It's insane.
I think I found the video.
Oh, my God. The cable turned off.
He's grabbing that.
Easy with the fingers.
He's grabbing that fucking beaver ass like it's... Wait, how is this on YouTube? This is allowed?
Because it's educational.
Oh. It could be very educational.
I want to have those 52 people that thumbs up this investigated.
Yes.
Who is sitting there looking this shit up and just like, is that a beaver butt or a beaver balls?
That's the butt. Well, that's the castoreum.
Oh, look at him pulling the fuck. Oh, okay, all right. I'm done. Okay, I'm done.
Get out of there. We saw it. We saw right. enough.
We don't need that because like Heath is. You're about to see something like that soon. So let's.
Again, who tasted it?
Who is you?
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. 'Tis the season, and when we think about holiday celebrations, we typically think of fun activities, great feasts, family gatherings, and traditions passed down from generations. But it's no secret that the holidays can also be super stressful picking the right gift, not blowing the family budget on presents, or it can even be sad as the holidays are a constant reminder of those we have lost and whose seats sit empty around the table this year. That's why, starting this year, me and my family we'll be starting a new family tradition, one of focusing on our mental health and not just the physical. BetterHelp will give you the access to quality therapists that work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. BetterHelp does the initial hard work for you so you can focus on just your therapy goals. And it's super simple. All you have to do is take a brief questionnaire and that will help identify your needs and preferences. With over 12 years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate, that means they typically get it right the first time. But if you aren't happy with your match, you could simply switch to a different therapist at any time from one of their tailored recommendations. It's so easy. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is one of the world's largest online therapy platforms, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. So this December, start a new tradition by taking care of you. And right now, our listeners get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Also, speaking of food and like benefits from it, actually, the hot cocoa reminded me there's a study done.
Don't ruin hot cocoa.
No. This is good. There's a study done at Duke University that says consuming like a cup of hot cocoa a day can like reverse cardiovascular aging by like 10 years.
And that's the research we need in this world.
Wow.
That's now, the type of stuff I need to hear.
It is.
It has to be like dark cocoa. They say like 70% or higher because it has something called flavanols in it. And then that helps to reduce like the cardiovascular stress and stuff like that.
Vitamin C and riboflavin.
That's literally the only thing I was thinking about when you said that word.
But yeah, they did a study, and because they were trying to see the harmful effects of the modern age of like sitting at computers all day and stuff like that. Mm. And so they had one study or one group that was drinking a placebo, probably like milk, chocolate, cocoa, didn't really have any of that, the good stuff in it. And then one group that was drinking high flavanol cocoa, and they showed reverse aging of like 10 years.
Reverse aging. Oh, my mom's going to be all over that.
See, that's what I want. I want stuff that's beneficial for us, that tastes good, and we can enjoy it. I feel like everything that's good for us, I'm like, I don't want that shit.
Why's it gotta be like that?
I don't want to eat gross shit.
Why's it gotta be beaver butt?
I don't want to milk a beaver and celery.
Yeah.
And drink that shit.
It's not fair. It's not cool to us.
Give me hot cocoa. Make me younger.
Exactly. Well, let's run the intro. Fuck it up, Kate.
It's coffee time, baby! Ow! Wait.
Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered.
How y'all doing? I'm Zane. I'm Heath.
And Matt is on his way.
He's on a flight currently.
Where?
New York.
New York. I just saw him post a story of him knitting on the flight. That's happening right now as we speak. So that's why he's not here and it's just the three of us today. How have you been? How's your day?
I woke up to some crazy news.
Oh?
A couple hours ago, they just came out and said that they're bringing back Vine.
Shut the fuck up.
It's gonna be
It's
gonna be called Divine. And they're putting like, I think it said like 100,000 archived old Vine videos back up on it.
Oh, you know ours is gonna be up there. Because we are the fucking OG Viners.
I was thinking the same thing. There's gotta be at least one of ours.
At least one. And if I'm thinking of the one that they're gonna put, I think it has to be because, bro, that one like blew up. That one was on like
Which one?
The Vines of the Year. It was, you know how they had the Vines of the Year every year? That made it on like top seven.
Which one?
So I feel like they're gonna do that one. It was the Scoot Over Bitches.
Mm.
Beep beep.
Damn. I'm very curious to see. But yeah, Jack Dorsey, I think he is
he's the founder of Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just came out and said that he's bringing back Vine.
But do you guys, like, let's be like for real right now. Is this something that we should all as like a group let go? Like, do we really need to bring that back?
I think if they do it right, because I saw something that they're not allowing any AI videos, and it might become the place of, like, refreshing content.
Authentic content.
That's not just all this AI bullshit.
Which means they may require you to upload straight through the app, if that's the case.
Yep.
If you want to make it super authentic, which I'm, like, I can already see them talking about this in the room. Like, guys, we got to go back to how it used to be.
But we ended up finding a way to manipulate that to be able to upload.
But it probably wasn't secure. Like, I'm sure, like, we hacked it because it was, like, in the early stages of Vine.
Mm.
So I feel like now they're going to be able to, like, really crack down on that type of shit. Like, nobody can just, like, upload it through.
Because
we had to do it through a portal, through, like, an elite, like,
crazy?
A side.
We had to hack and get videos uploaded on Divine that we shot externally.
Do you remember the app was, Heath, that we were using? You don't remember? It was like a separate like media player kind of back-end type thing. So you had to like download to your computer and then you had to, was it called like V2 or something?
I don't know. I literally don't remember.
It was weird. It looked sketchy as fuck, but it worked. And it gave you an extra, because Vine was 6 seconds long. This one gave you an extra 0.7 seconds.
It gave you a little bit extra. What's weird too is like we would watch Vine videos and I'm like, there's no way they shot this in Vine. Like, how are they doing this? It was too perfect. And then people started doing like special effects.
Who was the first person you saw that was
Marcus?
Marcus, there was somebody else that did it first.
Maybe Hannah Stocking. I remember those two specifically though, that I was like, how are they getting this?
Like, how are they uploading this?
Marcus did like a shot that was done with some sort of special effects that I was like, okay, there's a way these people are doing it. We need to find out.
Yeah. I think we just literally hit up one of the Viners and we're like, yo, how are you doing these videos right now? They told us, we started doing it and we loved it. It was fucking awesome. Okay. But they're bringing it back. Do we know anything more than they're just bringing it back and calling it Divine?
So when I saw it, I went on the App Store and I tried to find it and it's not there yet. So I don't know how long it's going to take to actually be.
It's definitely not out, but they're going to do a big release. They're going to have a countdown. They're going to, this is going to be like the fucking ball dropping.
There's so many
creators out there. Like, yeah. But also, do you think, remember all the Viners that turned against Vine? Remember that whole list of people?
The paycheck?
I don't think those people are on that, like, we're going to be on the list that they're going to reach out to. Mm. But we have never betrayed Vine like
we
that.
We didn't get the offer.
We didn't get the offer, but Vine, we never got offered, but we still never betrayed them, right?
That's true.
There's no proof that we ever betrayed them, and we didn't. So maybe we should get like a little bit of like
Zane, a silver spoon. We would have taken that money, boy.
Oh, hell yeah, we would have taken them. But nobody ever got the money. Remember?
That's true. Because it all fell apart.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like
oh, you
I
can,
don't like the name.
You can download it now. It says Divine is available on both iOS and Android at divine.video.
Okay. Right. Let's see what it looks like. It?
And then does this sound familiar? This article from 2013. Saying like how to hack Vine and like upload videos says they used a program called iExplorer. Does that sound familiar?
That sounds kind of iExplorer. Was that the app? That's
yes,
what we used?
That was it. That was the engine that we're using to.
Damn, it's
are you
not
downloading it right now? But I wonder if people are going to get annoyed. Like if they do make it where you can only upload through the app, are people going to be so annoyed?
Well,
that they're not going to want to upload.
I don't know if they're going to do it where you have to shoot it in the app, because this article is saying that in order to verify that it's human made, they're using a technology from the human rights nonprofit called the Guardian Project, which helps to verify that content was actually recorded on a smartphone along with other checks. So they might be looking at more of like the metadata from it of like, because all of your camera information gets recorded in that. So they might just be seeing where the video file is actually coming from.
That makes sense.
I feel like this came too early, you know? Like, I don't
what
think
do you
we
mean? It's almost 10 years.
No, I'm saying.
People aren't over AI yet.
We're not consuming too much AI yet, I would say.
Oh, I see.
Guys, we really need something to like refreshing and something to save us all from AI. Like we're not, I feel like we needed a couple more years before this really came back. And we're like, you know what? We are consuming too much AI. We really need to go back to something more authentic. But maybe they'll get really good in like a couple years where everything is like still very authentic. And people will transfer to.
I've already noticed AI like messing with my brain though, because everything I watch now, I question.
Yes.
And I'm like, is it even real? Like, and I almost like, who cares?
To me, it's not even AI. To me, I think I'm more stressed out of just like the information I hear online. To me, I feel like information is much worse than like if a video is real or fake. Like right now I haven't seen anything too dangerous yet that's like has scared me. Like no AI video that I've looked at and be like, oh, that's scary. Like I really don't know what's real or not. Like something that like a president or somebody making an announcement of something really scary, but it's AI. Like I haven't seen that yet. So like nothing, like to me, that's not, it's more just like information, like people just saying like lies or saying something that's not true, and media outlets picking it up and it's not real.
I'll be the contrary to that. I haven't seen anything that's legitimately scared me where I'm like, is this real? Is this not? But I've seen the potential for how people can misuse it.
Yes.
In the sense, like I remember there was a video of RFK Jr., where they took video from like a real press conference, but they like changed his mouth moving and used like a voice simulator for it. Now the content of what he was saying, he's like, I'm declaring war on fat kids, right? It's like obviously fake, but up until he said that, I thought it was a real press conference.
Got it. Until he said that.
Until he said that. Cause they were obviously making a joke, but things like
if it wasn't something that was,
which could very easily be something that sounds real.
Yeah.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I don't know. I got a weird feeling about it because like the whole Epstein stuff is going down, like getting even more aggressive right now. Mm. Some more leaked documents just came out.
I'm just so over that goddamn shit. I feel like we've been hearing about these Epstein files for so long.
It's time.
But like at what point is it like, at this point, they're going to release, like if they release the whole list right now and the names are crazy, I think everybody just wouldn't even bat an eye. Like, oh. Zane, not surprised.
That's how they want you to feel. Yeah. That's,
not surprised. No,
it's working. That's how they want you to feel. You have to fight against that.
But also, what if the real blackmail videos get leaked? Now they have an excuse to be like, it's just AI.
Whatever list, like written documents or like text doesn't really scare me. I need to see videos. Like a video is what's going to truly terrify me. That's not AI. Of like whatever they have on anybody that was on that file list or the island or whatever.
I get that. I don't know.
But Jared has some exclusive Epstein file tapes that we're going to play here today.
Do we actually have something?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we actually have
So this was just released.
This is the documents that just got leaked.
We have some pictures from the island that, I don't know, just see if you can explain this.
That's so funny.
So
what's funny about that?
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that, Heath?
You look real buddy buddy over there. When was this?
That's a little insane, don't you think?
I can explain.
Explain. Please. The floor is yours.
We were at Playlist Live and this was during a meet and greet.
His meet and greet or your meet and greet?
It was our meet and greet. I think Zane ran out to go to the bathroom and one of the girls that had come to the meet and greet said her dad also watches the videos.
Oh.
And he wanted to take a picture as well.
Okay. So you're saying that this is just like a lookalike?
It could be him. I don't know it, but I think
he never introduced himself is what you're saying. Right.
But I remember there was the daughter that was like, could my dad also take a picture? And I was like, yeah, sure, sure.
Okay.
So
you seem a little more excited than sure, sure.
I you gotta be happy.
Yeah,
whoever,
yeah.
You know, anybody that supports. I was just, you know.
Okay.
What about this one?
What about that one?
Who are you on the phone with?
No, he's on the phone.
I know he's on the phone, but he just found out something. What are you excited about that he's on the phone? What are you excited about that he's on? What are you excited about? What are you excited about?
This one I'm having a hard time remembering. I think this might have been we were at a Catch dinner.
And how dare you wear a merch in this picture? How
I didn't know he was going to be coming.
But you seem pretty excited that he's there.
I think I remember him saying something in my ear like, you better smile. I've got people in the room. And I think I was just a little bit nervous.
Okay, so you were like under duress.
And I did not recognize him from the meet and greet at this moment yet.
Got you.
Okay.
Got you. That's funny.
Can you explain this? On a little vacay, huh?
I was on a Disney cruise because I have my camera with me.
Yeah.
This was the Disney cruise that stopped at Little St. James Island.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, right?
I think
me acting like I don't know. So yeah, we stopped and then my mom shot this photo. I just thought it was cool looking.
It's green screen. It's green screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Also, there's this. So
unfortunately, Matt's not here to protect himself, exactly. But we found this one too.
So that one I can't explain. That's wrong.
Tell me that doesn't look like Mike Sheffer next time.
It kind of does.
Two out of the three hosts on this show have some, you know, explaining to do.
You see me. You'll never find a picture of me with him.
Never.
I would never do that.
Never?
Never.
That would be such perfect timing if Heath also came to me separately. Also, Heath, I've had this for months. Wait, really?
He's been sitting on those pictures for a long time.
That's really funny.
And I told him, like, whenever we just authentically start talking about the Epstein files, bring that up.
That's why as soon as you were like, well, Jared has, I actually
wasn't expecting you to bring it up, but as soon as you went down to your computer, I was like, oh, he's about to bring it up. I should have set it up better.
I was ready.
That's really funny.
I'm just so happy.
The first one looked the best.
Yeah. The first one's so good.
Yeah, the first one.
So good.
Did you put that in AI or did you?
No, I did that by hand. I did that by hand.
That looks really good. Good job, Jared.
Thank you. I was pretty proud of that one.
Is there any way you could send this to the FBI so they can include that in the files? Imagine everything gets leaked and that's one of them.
That would be so funny.
Gotcha. And you're like, bro, that's not a fucking joke. Gotcha. It's on like the New York Times, like main fucking page.
Oh my God. Podcaster.
Heath Hussar.
Oh my
God. Next episode is me and Matt. Just we don't mention anything.
My video call in is from jail.
Like, oh my God.
Just letting you know, I'm super happy. I have no thoughts of,
I am not going to kill myself.
Yeah.
I'm not suicidal.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we're able to get those photos out. We've been waiting a long time for that to be brought up again.
That's funny.
Cause we haven't nobody's brought it up for a long time.
Yeah.
Since we put those photos together.
I think legitimately Zane had me make those photos like the second week I started working for
really?
You guys.
Yeah.
It's been a
and
minute.
Also it was, I think we talked about it and then I actually saw another podcaster do this to a friend.
Oh, really?
Forget who, but I saw it a long time ago and I said to Jared, I was like, this is so funny and we have to do it with Heath because Heath always brings up the Epstein files and this would be a perfect one to fucking just.
I think we are going to get some more information though.
I think
a lot's going to be redacted. Yeah. But I mean, the emails that just came out are crazy.
They are. It's just like,
oh, is that the one where Epstein is like emailing back and forth with mm-hmm. people? Okay, I saw that one too. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but I saw it.
I just don't understand. Like, politics aside, whatever side you're on, forget about that. I just don't understand how, like, that this administration can't see how bad of like PR it looks like.
If you vote to not release it, like what would possibly be your reasoning?
Exactly.
We see that you voted against releasing it. Can you go ahead and explain why?
It's the same. Like you said, it's the same reason why they would never tell all of us if there was like a big giant asteroid heading towards Earth is because it's the mass hysteria. It's just like it's the losing control of everybody on this in this fucking world.
That is,
I think
it's, and this is because this isn't just like US, this is international like mm-hmm. chaos.
Oh yeah.
Where nobody would like, could trust anybody.
There would be full governmental like upheavals around the world.
Yeah.
With supposedly the people that are on this list, you know, that's also why I don't think they've told us about aliens. If we want to go down that road.
There's definitely some weird shit.
Maybe I'm an alien.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe I died already and I came back as a human form and you have no fucking idea. And I'm on a podcast right now.
Your eyes just blink sideways.
I do. That was one thing that like the exorcist said that I was like, sure, could be. Like he was like, He believes that there's aliens, but they're like in human form. I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. If somebody was like, that is true, I'd be like, not shocked. Mm-hmm. Not shocking at all. There's different form. There's different even animals that can like, not geckos, chameleons.
Chameleons.
That can morph into their environment.
Yeah.
That's crazy. If chameleons didn't exist and you told me there was an animal that did, I was like, nope, I don't believe you.
You really think that they could change colors?
They could change the color to their environment. Okay.
That's one of those things that like, if you woke up tomorrow and like, it was proven that we were in a simulation, like what would you be like? Oh shit. I cannot believe I fell for that. And it was like the first thing, Wi-Fi. What?
Yeah.
What do you like? But we all just like, nobody knows. It's just like
wireless headphones.
Yeah. Bluetooth, AirDrop.
When
I fell for that.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. The holidays are here, which means it's time to give the gift of smoothness. Whether you're shopping for your partner, your brother, or yourself, we don't judge here. Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate upgrade because nothing says happy holidays like a perfectly groomed package. From trimming to freshening up, this all-in-one grooming kit keeps you clean, confident, and ready for any festive occasion. And they got quite a few items here. The all-in-one grooming kit, the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, is your ultimate holiday helper, taking care of everything from below-the-waist maintenance to taming those rogue nose and ear hairs. They got the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Groin and Body Hair Trimmer. This is the star of your holiday grooming lineup. It delivers precise, smooth trimming every time. It's reliable, efficient, and ready to perform. They also got the Weed Whacker 3.0 Ear, Nose, and Eyebrow Trimmer. Trim all those awkward stray hairs and fugly forehead stashes. Trim that bitch like it was never even there. Shh, and the ladies don't even need to know that you're doing. And don't forget the ball aftercare. After a close shave, give your most precious ornaments some much-needed TLC. The Crop Soother Ball Aftershave Lotion and Crop Preserver Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant will keep your jingle balls fresh for all the ho-ho-hos you can handle this year. Lastly, you get two free gifts included with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra Set, the Boxers 2.0 in colorway Midnight Bravo, and the Shed 2.0 Toiletry Bag. These premium extras make sure you're always ready to jingle and mingle, whether at home or on the go. Give the gift of smooth this holiday season with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Get 15% off your entire order with code unfiltered at manscaped.com. That's 15% off with code unfiltered at manscaped.com. Stay on top of your grooming game and be ready for anything the season throws your way. You know how we used to, like, years ago, we'd watch like movies that was based in the future, mm-hmm. and you'd see like flying cars and like robots and all that shit. I felt like they pretty much showed everything in those movies except for AI.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like artificial intelligence, like videos and shit. I feel like that was one thing that like they never showed in those videos or in those movies, right?
Because I like, feel if you really like they think about, couldn't even conceive of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think it was not that like, I mean, you look at like iRobot, they don't really, I guess, talk about AI, but what they have is AI.
Yeah.
Like that all-knowing computer that is what gives the information to like the robots where they're able to react and be human-like and be able to have like.
Oh, but so you know, because it's not run by a human. It's run by an entity that was created.
Right. It is there, but they don't say, I don't think in the movie they call it AI.
They don't. You know what? I would love to watch iRobot again and see what, like, just use, hear all the terms that they use for that, like, iRobot. Is it iRobot or Eagle Eye?
Both. Well, Eagle Eye.
They both had a central system where it was like the main hub. Yeah, the main hub, right? Both movies had that.
Yeah.
One was called Lucy, I think. One of the movies, they named the central AI thing Lucy, and the other one was
The first depiction of AI in a movie was the female robot False Maria in the silent German film Metropolis in 1927.
1927.
Then there was films Space Odyssey in 1968, self-directed AIs. Metropolis was the first to bring the concept to screen.
Eagle Eye did not get a 27% on Rotten
Tomatoes. I was just looking at that. I was like, this movie's way better than a 27%.
That movie was fucking amazing. I actually just watched it recently and it holds up still. Don't give me that bullshit. And Shia LaBeouf, he fucking crushed every role. I don't think there's one movie that I've ever seen where I was like, oh, he sucked in this. Like, like every movie that he's in is just a good movie.
Have you seen Peanut Butter Falcon?
Yeah,
amazing movie. I love that
movie. What was the Disturbia?
Disturbia!
It's like the
it's dark is in the light. Disturbia.
I feel like I remember watching that and not really liking it.
Not scared.
This one's higher. 69%.
No, that was a good movie. You know what? I remember watching that and going, damn, I wish this was a series. Because I thought it was just so good and I felt like it needed to be longer.
Actually, I don't think I've ever seen Disturbia.
You should watch it. It's really good.
Supposedly, though, like our government has technology that's 100 years, like, advance into the future, but we only have like the delays.
Yeah, stuff. Casinos have it. The cameras.
That makes total and perfect sense to me.
Yeah, I definitely think we have like anti-gravity ships that run on like magnetic propulsion that aren't very far advanced from what you would imagine.
Do you think they have the tools, do you think they have the tools to turn something invisible?
Thing. Not necessarily that the thing becomes invisible, but things can be manipulated, if that makes sense.
Like, you know, like, the movies where, like, the aircraft,
I think it would just display what its environment would be. Not that it becomes actually invisible, but it would be, like,
yeah,
to be able to blend and camouflage. Like, say it would have, like, a camera facing the other way that would project that to the front side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To where you wouldn't be able to really see it.
Hmm.
I think we have definitely stuff like that.
I feel like I've watched a video that was, or maybe I'm getting this from a movie, but I feel like somebody maybe created it, like recreated it from the idea they got from a movie or whatever. But it's like shields, like, you know, like riot shields, mm-hmm. right? And essentially the front is those yes. screens, and then they just have a camera facing the other way. So then they can walk, and it's just projecting what's behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can walk while being invisible, you know,
yeah.
to whoever's looking that way.
Wow.
Things that make you go, just think, I think we're way too technologically advanced.
I think we're all stupid.
I think we need to slow it down a bit.
Really?
Yeah. Before a lot of people like get hurt from it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's crash and burn. Crash and burn.
No, we remember last time with COVID.
Crash and burn.
There's a principle that says, I forget what the actual name of it, but it's like computing processing power essentially doubles every year. It's like exponential, right? And we've kind of like crossed that threshold where mm-hmm. now it's computing to a point where it's not out of control, but we as physical like life forms cannot adapt yeah. to it fast enough.
Like, dude, the whole thing with like chemtrails said that shit forever. It was just it's the vapor trail from, and it's like they tried to cover that shit for so long. Now it's completely in the open. Like, yeah, no, we do put shit in the sky. We do chemtrails and manipulate the weather. Yes. Like conspiracy proven.
Where did we talk about that? I know we talked about this somewhere. I forget.
It's called cloud seeding.
We talked. I think we talked about this on Unfiltered a long time ago.
I just saw a video of like from inside one of the planes that lets the stuff out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
A weather modification technique that involves dispersing silver iodide or other agents into existing clouds to increase precipitation. These particles act as nuclei for supercooled water droplets to freeze and grow into snowflakes or raindrops, helping to boost local water supplies like snowpack and reservoirs. What the fuck? This is a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, wait, speaking of trails left by planes and stuff, I don't think we talked about it on the episode.
What?
When we went to New York.
Oh, okay. So I did tell Heath on basically, but tell.
Oh, you did?
But the thing is that I still have no idea how close it was.
Oh, the plane that you saw?
Brother, it scared the shit out of me.
So it flew directly over your plane?
It had to have, or like we flew directly under it. Okay, so for context for the people listening, Zane and I, we went to New York, and when we were on the plane, I had a window seat. And my window was open and I was sitting back watching whatever was on the screen. And I look out the window and I see one of the trails that was left by a plane. And it caught my eye because I was like, that's really fucking close. And I remember I leaned forward to look out the window and I look and I can see the plane flying away. And it wasn't that far away. And the trail, like, you know how plane wings kind of like yeah. flip up at the end?
Yeah.
Our little tip at the end of the wing crossed through or either crossed through or like crossed right under the chemtrail. And I don't know how big that tip is, but it can't be more than 10 or 20 feet.
And also there's just so much sky yes. up there where we shouldn't even be that close to each other's trails.
Exactly.
Like we shouldn't be seeing any planes that just crossed our paths
or like
up in the sky.
How close do you think the plane was to you?
Height wise, if we were like lined up over each other, max probably 20, 25 feet.
Holy shit.
Above us. Right. And by the time I look out the window, it was probably like maybe 100 yards away. But if you think about how fucking fast planes are flying, that's pretty freaking close.
Yeah.
And I remember like seeing that and I was like, what the hell? And at the same time, I text the group chat with everybody. I'm like, did anybody else see that? And nobody else saw it. And then Zane's manager sent an article where like all the flights coming into LAX were grounded because they didn't have enough
air traffic controllers
monitoring the incoming traffic.
That's insane.
And so I'm like, did these pilots even know how close they were to each other?
Don't they all have each other?
They have radar, but the thing is like, again, planes move so fast that
you especially don't something have that like long say to react. Say it was cloudy, you know, low visibility. If they're instrument flying,
oh yeah,
man,
then you're relying on
you got no vision out your window. You're just
and I was saying if we almost did or if it was like really goddamn close, they're not gonna tell us.
Mm-mm. No,
you know.
No, not
hey guys,
all.
Just want to let everybody know we had a close call with another plane just now.
Or they're just like, I hope nobody saw that.
Yeah.
And then we got one person that saw that.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek. All right, everyone knows the holidays are fast approaching. And if you're like me, you either struggle finding the perfect holiday gift for that someone that already has everything, or you procrastinate till the last minute and find yourself freaking out not knowing what to get. Well, this year, instead of wasting money buying something that'll likely get stuck in the back of the closet and forgot about, only to be re-gifted to somebody else next year, give a gift that will last a lifetime. Gift an experience they'll remember forever with the help of our friends at SeatGeek. If you don't know what they are, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app with over 35 million downloads and more than 70,000 listed events from concerts, sports, festivals, and more. And right now, you can snag tickets to see our Queen Lady Gaga, Chris Stapleton, and even our personal faves, the Backstreet Boys. Who knows, you might even see another proposal again on stage. And we love using SeatGeek for finding events. I actually just used them to see Steven Wilson Jr. in Nashville a few nights ago. And SeatGeek is so easy to use. You just enter your location, it'll show you all the upcoming events in your area, or you can search by event type. You can even look for events at specific venues. No matter what you choose, SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. Look for the green dots. Green means good. Red means it's not so good. And plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. So remember, with the holiday season just around the corner, give the gift of tickets this year and use our code UNFILTERED2025 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets. That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2025. Make sure to click the link in our description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. Thank you, SeatGeek, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Dude, I've been getting so scared of flying.
What if we just stop? What if we start having people that don't want to fly anymore? They're just like, I don't want to be a pilot anymore. And we just start losing pilots.
Oh, there is a pilot shortage.
Oh, gosh. Nobody wants to, like.
I don't think it's like a thing where people actively don't want to be pilots.
It might be the distrust in the group of it all, where they don't have faith in the air traffic controllers. They don't have faith and the people that are working on the planes, maintaining the planes, making sure everything that's out of the pilot's control is good to go. Because there's so many people involved.
It is crazy how many people are involved in like the checking up on the planes and building the planes.
And if they know, like, you know, there's a shortage or there's like these shutdowns where people aren't getting paid, like you're putting your hands into a lot of people that are involved.
Yeah.
And shit. I would be very uneasy.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that really makes up for that is when they do get paid, they get paid a lot. So that's nice. Because my uncle, he's a private pilot for a family. And he was training this kid who he was like 18 or 19 or whatever. And once he got done with his training, he got a job offer from, he was going to be like flying cargo for a company, but 19 years old with a job offer that was like $160,000 a year.
Crazy. Oh, wow. Like, wait, for 19 year old?
Yeah.
To be
whatever the second chair is. Like, he's not going to be the captain.
I didn't even know they had people that fucking young in the second chair.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that 19 it might be, years
it,
old?
It might be different for like cargo because you're not transporting passengers.
I did not think that you're that's why, you like, could be that young and be a pilot or be anywhere in a fucking cockpit. That's
my brother. My brother got his pilot's license at 16. Flying when he was 16.
As long as you have the hours logged, you know, you can do it. And the thing was,
I had no fucking 19-year-old fly me. You kidding me?
Well, if you notice, you ever do like a normal airline, but it's one of the smaller planes, like the American Eagle?
Yeah.
Those pilots are always significantly younger.
Fuck that. Dude,
they're working their way up.
Anytime I go on like a commercial flight, if I see the pilot is old as fuck, I'm like, we're in good hands.
Yeah.
Like, the older they are, the better it is. Oh, they're retiring that day. Perfect.
The most safe flight you could go on is when it's the captain's last flight. Like that,
I feel safe.
My man just wants to retire. He is not going out.
I told you I was on a flight like that. Yes. I was on a pilot's last flight. It was amazing. It was good energy. Everybody was writing little notes for the pilot on his last day. It was amazing. That's so good.
It's the safest plane you could possibly be on.
Yeah, but when I look and they look like 23 years old.
Which is so ironic because I feel like we feel the opposite with driving, you know? Like you ever get, see somebody driving erratically or driving slow or something and you drive past them and it's just
of course they're 80.
Somebody that looks like they should have been in the ground 4 years ago.
I think you should have to get another driving test when you hit like 70, 80.
And you're not allowed to drive more than a certain amount of hours. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody over the age of 75, 80 can be driving more than an hour a day.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Let's stay off the road.
Maybe I'll counter that like an hour at a time.
Yes.
How about that? Then they need a little break.
And like, they should just prove
you could still do it.
The car should be monitored too. Like if they start veering off, immediately it fucking goes down to 20 miles an hour and pulls you over to the side. Nope. You need a rest now for an hour to
think about what you did.
Yeah, think about what you did.
You get put in timeout. The seatbelt doesn't come off. They're just like locked in.
But every time I've always like someone's almost hit me, it's always because they're old. They're like really old.
And then you feel bad. You're like,
I know, you feel bad too.
But at the same time,
they're terrified of driving.
Oh yeah.
Like my grandma, terrified to drive.
God forbid you try to take my grandma's driver's or my her car away.
But
I do think she should be put on a test to be like, grandma, you gotta prove yourself, man.
My grandma's turning 98 years old this year.
She's behind the wheel still?
I think finally my parents were able to like get her to stop driving because they live close enough. They're like, if you need anything, just call us. Like, we're retired, we can come get you. She threatened to take people out of her will if they brought up the idea of her.
Really?
Oh, wow.
To stop driving. Yeah. Like she was.
Oh, she's like, I'm dying on the road. My last day will be on the road. Grandma, you're going to kill somebody.
She was about that life.
She was hanging that will over your head.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. But I think my mom had to like bring in my grandma's, priest from church to moderate it. She's had to do that a couple times.
Those rich old people must feel so powerful having like such a big will or such a big like having so much money.
Oh, Zane, when he's ready to die, looking at the grandkids like, not you.
I like him.
You get more.
I make them do so much just so they get a section in that will.
Oh, grandpa's back really hurts. Go for a massage. All the kids are running. I got you, grandpa.
Oh, but they're also trying to figure out a way to get you out sooner too.
Yeah.
They're like, when is it grandpa's time?
Damn. Could somebody get me a soda? Yeah, that's
just a little something special in that soda pop.
Mm. Grandpa, you want a cigarette for old times?
Not all time's sake.
Come on, treat yourself.
No filter.
No filter. That's the thing. My grandma doesn't even have like that big of a will, but like yet my aunts and uncles, some of them are like fighting over it. I'm
dude,
like,
it causes so much.
That's such a crazy thing to like.
Such issues
in like
families.
It's like so evil.
It really is. No,
like,
it's
nobody
disgusting.
Should be fighting over it. It's like whoever's money it is their fucking at their discretion. They could put it wherever the fuck they feel.
Like, yeah. It's imagine fighting for something that's not yours.
Insane. Right? And I'm sure it makes the person that has a will feel like fucking shit. Oh, yeah. Wow. Like, they don't care about me at they all. I love the conversation we just had 2 minutes ago. Now we're defended. Yeah, it's not nice. It's not nice.
Like, my grandma worked at a grocery store for like 60 years. She's not, what do you want? The twin bed that she sleeps in? Like, you're not getting that much. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh, and then people, I want grandma's jewelry. It's like, okay.
I want grandma's Birkin. It's yeah. Like, yo, chill.
It's mine. Yo, chill.
I call dibs on
you're
that.
You're like, no, whatever. It's fake anyways. And then like, you're trying to like convince them it's not real. So they don't want it. I heard it was all fake.
Would you be petty enough to be to not put anyone on the will and just have it go to the government?
Fuck no.
I'll give it to the dog first.
If I was to do anything, if I didn't want to give my will to anybody, I'd blow it all. Boy, I'd be 90 years old. Yeah. Car after car. Going on trips.
Grandpa, do you really need a Lamborghini right now?
Yeah, but sure fuck I do.
Maybe I do.
There is something really just nice about blowing it all. And when you know you have like a year left, you know what? This is crazy. Imagine you had like $1 million to your name, right? That was your will. I would take that million and I'm about to die, right? First, do as much as I could with the money, but take that rest and just blow it all on lottery tickets.
Just
all on lottery tickets. I'd hire like 100 people to just scratch them off all day.
Zane wins, gets $500 million, and then is in bigger trouble, doesn't know what to do with that money. He's like, shit,
how
more
the fuck
tickets.
Do I blow this?
I think it would be incredibly difficult to blow $500 million. Oh. What would you do?
There is an insane... I saw a TikTok recently that was kind of describing the difference between like $1 million and $1 billion and stuff. And they were like, you would have to spend... like $10,000 every single day for like 240 years or something. It might even be longer.
That's insane.
In order to spend $1 billion.
It makes no sense.
Like the difference between $1 million and $1 billion is like just fucking, it makes no sense.
And when you look at it, it doesn't seem like it would be like, obviously, you know, it's a lot, but like the actual difference. And then they did the other analogy or whatever it was where they did it for seconds.
Oh yeah.
For seconds. What do you mean?
Like how much time, like put it into like perspective of time.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah.
$1 million was 1 million seconds. Like how long that would be versus.
Oh yes. Yes.
Okay. So 1 million seconds is approximately 11.6 days.
1 billion seconds.
31.7 years.
That's a fucking crazy, dude.
From 1 million to 1 billion.
That makes no fucking sense.
It's out of control.
That makes no fucking sense.
And then
a trillion. Do a trillion.
31,000 years. 31,688 years.
And can you? And the fact that we're trillions of dollars in debt.
Oh, yeah, we're like $36 trillion.
How are we? $36 trillion in debt to who? To who? To who? To who? To who?
How do we even
to
get
fucking
there?
Who? Who? To who?
You are who?
To fucking who? To God? To who? To how God. The fuck? What do you mean?
I love this. To put that into perspective, 1 trillion seconds ago was about 31,709 years ago, the time of the hunter-gatherers, long before the invention of written history and the construction of the pyramids. But then, did you see that there is a way for Elon Musk to become the world's first trillionaire?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I cannot fathom.
My head hurts.
I think there's families that have a trillion.
I think Apple is like a $1 trillion company, I think.
So does Apple have like a bank account? Do you go to like Apple, like a Chase Bank and like Apple has an account? How does that work?
Apple is a fucking $4 trillion company. Just let that sink in.
Hope you like your new phone.
Yeah, you know how they got to be a $1 trillion company?
By cutting out the boxes that come with the charger.
No. They sell shit like this for $230.
What is that?
It's what the new that? iPhone sock.
Oh, did you see that they are coming out with a new AirPod with a screen on it?
Yes.
And people were like, we're getting a fucking iPod again. The iPod just came back around and everyone's like, ooh, look, it's the AirPod with a screen on it. It's like, no, bitch, we just got the fucking iPod again. The iPod just came back around and everyone is freaking out. It's an iPod fucking shuffle. It's a fucking iPod Nano.
With the cases just attached. With the earbuds attached.
It's an iPod Nano.
Unbelievable.
Go fuck yourself. I hate that. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, that makes me really, really angry inside.
Which, if this came out at the time of like the Nano, we'd be like, shit! Fucking awesome.
This would be insane if it came out the time we had the iPod Shuffle. Imagine that you're just without the fucking strings. Are you kidding me?
But today, no need.
There's no need for the screen.
Who's changing it on that anyways? You're on your phone.
Yeah, like there's...
Exactly.
Everybody has their phone on them.
Or you don't even need the phone or the case because you just go boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, you just fucking click it twice. You're in the next song.
They're going to market this as like, it's for people who run.
Oh, that wait, don't wait, bring wait. Guess, Heath, without looking, guess how much it is?
$500.
Yep, $450.
Fucking...
Insane.
Stupid.
Stupid price.
If you buy this, you're stupid.
Yeah.
I come in.
whoever buys this.
That's really crazy.
You're a whore. You're a fucking whore.
But you're even dumber if you're buying a fucking $300 sock around your arm.
That's some shit Jacob Elordi would wear. That is some shit. You would see him walk out of a fucking New York Fashion Week show and has that shit. And everyone's like, I gotta have it.
Oh,
it's $230!
It's from Issey Miyake, though.
What is that?
It's $230 fucking dollars. It's half of that AirPod Nano.
Yo, I'm just sick of the consumerism.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just the consumer culture of just feeling like we need this
It's absolutely insane.
Zane's ordering it.
It's absolutely this.
Ta-king!
We need to stop.
The party ends now.
The party ends tomorrow.
Paying $230 for polyester.
Go fuck yourself.
I want to get rid of my phone, and I want to get a little flip guy.
Do it.
And just...
Have you, what's it called?
That's a good challenge, Heath. You should do it.
Well, I want to get... I forget what it's called, but it's one of those like dumb phones.
Jitterbug? Yeah, I think that's what it is called. I think it's called the dumb phone.
Where it's all black and white. The only thing it has on it is texting, calling...
Never heard
music.
Of that.
It's... What's the name of it? The brand?
This?
No, it's not that one. Go back.
Something like this.
Click that top one to the right one more. That one. That's the one I was looking into. Light phone. That's it.
Light phone.
$700.
Look at that. All you get. Phone, alarm, directions, music, notes, calendar.
It's $700. Heath, you're going to have to pay $700 to make your life harder.
Also, why is it shaped like that? Why is it so fucking wide?
All that and it's bigger than an iPhone?
Because yeah. they're trying to mimic like a beeper. Like just like something you just have it on the side like a... Who made this? The light phone.
Yeah, it's called light phone. Go back though. I want to see that other one that looked like a jitterbug.
Do they still sell that? The jitterbug?
That one on the right? Ooh! This one? No, one more that's to the right. Candle. To the right. That's what I want, baby.
That's literally my grandma has that phone right now. She 100% has that phone. What is the Hunger Games symbol? What is that?
F1 Pro.
All right.
That's all you need.
This looks like my first phone.
I mean, that's a great, like, imagine like you're at a bar and you just like pull out your phone and go like that. Everybody be like,
No. Zane, a girl comes up. You're like, let me get your number. You're like, yeah, 1 second. You flip your phone. She.
Ooh, that's a green flag right there. That's a green flag. But I pull out multiple phones.
But then, like, you have, like, an iPad at home or something to, like, upload your Instagram.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to, like, not scroll. It's so hard.
Oh, I know.
It's so annoying.
They've mastered it. They have mastered the art of making us need to. It's not want to. Need to scroll.
I have such a problem, like, when I wake up and go to bed.
I try so hard not to.
And I know it's bad for me. I know it's messing up my sleep. Just, like, go... Pitch black in my room and I just got this bright light in front of my face and I'm just...
Yeah.
It's terrible.
I try so hard to not use it in the morning, but I just like my brain like forgets that I don't want to use it. And so when I turn off my alarm, it's just immediately like, I don't get out of bed for like another 20 minutes.
You know, they need to come up with I don't know how, like this, I'm just going to just spitball and you take it and try to make something out of it.
Okay.
They should just come up with something like a brand is just like, we are anti looking at your phone all day. It's almost like a DARE program, but for like tech, right? Where it's like, our, you know, we cannot get off our phones. So we're going to start rewarding people that really consume their like shit on their phone less, right? So for every second or for every minute that you're not on your phone scrolling, we're going to reward you with points. And you could take these points, you could buy flights, you could buy groceries, you could buy gas, you just buy like... It's a way to reward people to not be on their phone and to like
interesting
take that and make something out of it.
Oh, you can make something out of that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how you're gonna do that.
Well, you think about
there's no way there's no way to
because they wouldn't want to go out and just give all that money away because you decided to do something. Yeah. Especially when the advertisers are the ones that are paying where they would get the money from.
Yeah.
If you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, it's like it's I feel like it's similar to like credit card rewards points, right? You get rewarded
the more you use it.
The more you use it. But it's okay, but it's the opposite where if you built this out as a company, you could partner with brands to like feature, because that would still get people to consume your product, right? Like if you got like you could partner with Delta.
Zane would hack it. He'd have a phone that he uses and one that he leaves off all the time. He's like, see, I haven't touched my phone.
No.
I haven't used this phone at all.
So the way it would work is that you have to download their app, right? And so the app is on your phone and then it has access to like just like your whole phone, right? And it only monitors or turns on when your phone is not being used.
Yes. But to Heath's point, there is
like there's a way. There's a way around it, but like it's connected to your Apple ID, right? So if your Apple ID is on like an iPad and the other phone, then maybe it's not gonna work. But
no. It can
work. It's a fun.
Listen, we've thought about it for 30 seconds. It can work.
there's just a way to do it.
The way I'm like, ooh, I should probably read my book before I go to bed. But then I'm like, but colors and sounds.
You know? Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I get it. That's why kids have such a hard time when you put like screen time.
Oh yeah.
Of course the baby wants the screen.
Don't you dare give your baby an
Absolutely
iPad.
Absolutely not.
I didn't think you would.
Like, I know what it does to me. Now imagine being two.
And your brain is basically just clay.
And you gotta, if you want to be really good with it, you have to make sure there's only a TV on your phone and like maybe in your bathroom, like wherever a kid won't be. Just that's where you get your TV time if you ever want TV time, but just don't have it in the living room or don't have, like the baby doesn't know a screen exists. Like may have the baby live what do they call it? That don't do tech?
Amish.
Have like an Amish household.
Yeah. Have them churning butter.
You should do an experiment. Use your kid as an experiment.
I'm just thinking because when I was younger, like obviously we had like our cell phones when we got into like high school and stuff like that, which weren't what we have today. Mm-hmm. I think I got a iPhone senior years when they were like getting big.
Mm-hmm.
We had one TV in the house in the living room that we would only put on after we ate dinner at the table as a family. I loved that growing up.
Yeah.
Get home from school, do some homework. My mom was cooking dinner. We would sit together, we would eat, and then be like, all right, let's put something on the TV. Watch TV for like an hour and a half. So, and then all right, time for bed.
Very, very similar setup. TVs weren't allowed in the bedroom.
I didn't have a TV in my bedroom either.
TVs in the bedroom just weren't a thing. Even in parents'
bedroom. My parents didn't have a TV in their bedroom.
Yeah.
I had
friends.
That
didn't come for a long time.
They did after I got like much older. They had a TV in there, but then they like didn't really.
I think all of my friends had TVs in their rooms.
Yep, me too.
But I wasn't allowed. We had two TVs in the house. There was one in the living room, and then we had like a semi-finished basement, and that's where the other TV was.
Oh, and
that's
I was not never allowed to have a computer in my room, ever.
We had one
computer. That was a big no-no.
One computer in the living room that everybody used.
Yeah.
Because then like you go to your friend's house that had TVs in the room, do a little sleepover. Boy, it was Skinamax. You know what time.
Skinamax.
That's it, man.
That late time HBO.
We had very different childhoods growing up. Mine was we would play Rock Band.
Well, we would play Rock Band too, but then when it got late.
We would wait till like it, usually at 3 a.m. is when like they would start playing the HBO, like the special, like adult shows.
Yeah, pause it. But, rewind it.
Or you'd have it on last, and like the last would be like a MTV or Cartoon Network or something.
That return channel to the
back. Yeah, the return, the last.
You hear somebody come.
But you know what I would do? I would press last and immediately go up in the channel. So the last was that.
Oh, that's
smart. You have to do that because if they ever took the remote and just press last, they know.
Oh, you found out a time or two about
that.
But can
you get in trouble for that? Is that like crazy?
What?
Like a parent can't ground you because you want to watch something like naughty.
I think they absolutely can.
But they can't take it away from me. Good luck.
They can't do that.
They can't do that.
It's your space. It's your area. I can't do that to you.
That's not fair.
It's your TV, man. I want to make music a thing. I think I talked to you about that, like not on a podcast, but just like sitting and enjoying music.
Yes, bring that good music back.
Good sleep. Good enough to eat.
Good
sleep. Me with my kid and Mariah. Do you mind if I put on a record real quick?
Sweet.
We're cooking dinner.
Good enough to eat.
Yeah, I want to have like sit down time and just listen to music.
Yes.
I've been really just enjoying putting a record on and then just kind of
vibing out, existing.
I've noticed that I'm so happy when I have music that I like on. Mm-hmm. Like just listening to music, like it puts me in such a good mood.
Yeah.
It's good.
No matter what, too. But the biggest thing is like finding the type of music that's going to get to that mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it varies.
Every day, like when I go to the gym, it's a different
struggle.
It's yeah.
What's going to hype you up?
What
then if
feeling?
You do the same thing over and over, you're just like,
oh, I know.
Loses its effect.
I've been doing a lot of my workouts in silence.
I've done that before.
I usually do
because
too.
It stresses me out trying to find the perfect song every single time where now I just in silence.
Because then you get distracted. If a song comes on that you don't like, you're like, I can't lift to this.
Yeah.
I can't work out to this.
I can't. Yeah, dude, because when a bad song's on, I literally get weaker.
Yeah.
Literally I start shaking. I can't do it. So I just,
Sometimes I'll just listen to podcasts.
I really need to train my brain to listen to podcasts that are going to like improve my life.
I'm telling you.
I just
the Diary of a CEO. It's so interesting. I want to send you one.
Yes. I want to check it out.
Because there was one that obviously I am nowhere near having a baby, right? But one of the most interesting podcasts I listened to was he had like a fertility expert on the podcast and she was talking about all sorts of things. But specifically what got me was how parents connect to their kids and like the different roles that, you know, mm-hmm. parents play in a kid's life. And I was thinking about this recently because you were saying, I think Annie Letterman or somebody asked you how it feels knowing that your like kid's about to be born. And you said, I know it's real, but it doesn't feel real. And the reason I want to send you this is because there's a part where she was like, a father and his child don't actually connect or like start to form a bond until physical touch.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Involved. Right. And so it's like, you're not wrong for feeling the way that you feel because it's just like biologically ingrained that it's like that's how fathers and children bond is like once you hold them and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And it's just so she goes all into like the science and the chemicals our brains release, but it's so interesting to just like learn stuff like that. I want to send you that.
It makes sense because like Mariah's been carrying our child, like feels him moving every day, feels
mm-hmm. yeah, she's growing him.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that she feels more connected. Whereas you just see it happening, but you're not like experiencing it.
Can't believe I'm so close.
I know. When this comes out, you have probably maybe a week.
It's gonna be wild.
Yeah. I know the first time I'll see it is probably gonna be on a FaceTime.
So weird.
That's crazy. Through tech. Through tech. You know,
I'll gross. Send you a picture and
send me
like
a
postcard.
Send me a vintage photo. I want to see it through a Polaroid picture.
Aw, that's
so
cute.
It feels more authentic.
I'll put ink on my baby's foot, and then
Oh, just that's the first thing I see. You just tease me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Give me a little bit more like crumb. I think that's all we have for today.
Thanks for tuning in. We love you guys.
That was so fun. What a fun ep. What a fun EP, period.
Enjoyed this.
We are so happy that you're here every month watching, listening to us, taking the time out of your fucking busy life, and you could be doing anything else right now.
And you chose to spend it with us. So thank you for that.
So thank you. We appreciate that. All right. We love you. And we will see you guys next time. And happy holidays.
Did you know that Thanksgiving was an arms deal?
Okay.
All right. Love you guys.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.